Welcome to our third Beach Chapel for the semester. You guys are getting the rhythm down. You're sitting down. The issue for me, my rhythm is not working out so well because I am sick. I'm drinking tea right now. And I'm going to do this a lot this morning. I just sang in the shower like an hour ago and it was fine. Then I got here and it's like a bunch of frogs were jumping out of my throat. So this service is going to prove that this is about worship and not performance. So if you're relaxed and you want to be able to worship here, you can ignore what my voice does, how many of your frogs jump out into the microphone, and relax. Some of you might not know that this is my last semester here at Hope College. It's a very tough decision my wife and I had to make after, this is my eighth year here at Hope College. It's just time for our family with two little boys now. My wife is a professor in the English department. She's an excellent poet. If you ever want to take a great poetry class, how to write poetry, Susanna Childress is your lady. No, nobody? Laugh. Okay. So this is supposed to be a chapel. You're like, oh, I can't laugh. Well, you can laugh. There's joy in the Lord. So I was thinking, this is my last Beach Chapel then, and Beach Chapels are one of my favorite things to do here at Hope College, so if you'll indulge me, I want to sing, I'm going to try to sing some songs I wrote a long time ago, and you can follow along, you can sing if you want, we have the words on the screen overhead, or you can just sit and relax and take these in, and as a kind of a parting gift from me, I have the CD that I made, my very first CD I made in 1999. You guys weren't in diapers then, were you? No. How old were you then? Five, six? Seven? Yeah, there you go. Some distinction. She's seven. I'm stalling here because I'm scared to sing. So if you want to grab one of these CDs. It's my gift to you. I need to get rid of them, so don't feel bad about taking one. They're at all the exits here. But let's start with our centering prayer. If you can find a way to sit up or find a way to relax, we invite the Spirit of God to be with us. And so repeat after me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. The first scripture we're going to meditate on is from Jeremiah 31. And the prophet says, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, 'Know the Lord.' For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Our second scripture for today is from John chapter 15, verse 5. And Jesus says to us, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. And our prayer, Father, is that we would all know that love, that we would abide in your love, that you would remove any obstacle that keeps us from your affections, to be able to hear you say that we are your beloved and you are ours. As we abide in you, you abide in us in that love. And there's nothing that can separate us from that. So we ask by the power of your Spirit that you would seal us, protect us in your love as we go forth this day and into this week, that we would be narrowed and constrained by your love for the sake of your kingdom and your glory and your holy name. Amen.